Hi, it's Sylvia Presley again from Voice, and this is another piece for our Advent calendar. Today I'm going to talk about event blogging, how you can use event blogging for yourself as a blogger, as a fundraiser, as a member of your organization to represent your brand, or how you can, what are the areas that you need to look at when you're engaging bloggers or other people to use social media for event blogging. First of all, you need to know what you want to achieve. What are the areas of the event that you want to cover and what for? Are you aiming to document the event? Do you want to promote the event, create a lot of content to use it later on for promotion and sales? Or do you simply want to engage new audiences? That will define the type of people you're looking for to do the event blogging. If you're an event blogger yourself, then you probably have already an idea why you're going to the event. What are the areas that interest you? So look at the topics that you're going to present and look at the type of content you would like to bring out of the event. Is it going to be visual content? Is it going to be audio? Or are you looking at driving interviews with people? And first of all, look at what you like to do, because obviously at the event you're not going to have a lot of time. You need to focus on the things that you can do quickly, fast, and things that you can you have devices for. So look at mobile phone that you're taking with yourself. Look at the cameras. Look at how you can use only one or two devices. Do you need a laptop? Can you take iPad? Are you going to have access to Wi-Fi? Or do you need to bring your own Wi-Fi device? Check all the equipment before the event. Check what are going to be the hashtags at the event. Check how social is the event itself. Maybe it's worth just running a blogging, a proper textual blogging with few photos. Maybe it's worth, and then look at your approach. Do you want to collect a lot of information at the event and later on write it all up and share lots of information and more insightful blog posts, content like edited videos and podcasts? Or would you prefer, because you know you're not going to have time for it after the event, or you think that real-time event blogging is more important for this particular situation, would you prefer to focus on real-time blogging through Twitter, Instagram, iPadio, Audioboo, QuickBam user, and other applications that we've talked about in the content of our Advent calendar, so you can look at those specifically. But if you do focus on real-time blogging, you need to make sure that you have everything in place and you need to prepare as much as possible. Study the attendees that are going to be at the event. Study the program and what are the areas that are of interest to you. Study the location and see if you're planning to run interviews and do podcasting from the event. Are you, as I said, are you going to have a Wi-Fi? Are you going to have ability to sit down in a quiet corner with people whom you're going to interview? Or are you really going to have time to interview people? Draft a plan of what you're going to do, even if as a blogger you probably just do it in your head, but have a slight idea of what's crucial for you. If you engage bloggers and invite event bloggers or press and brief them on using social media too, make sure you do proper briefing at the beginning of your event dedicated to this particular area. Explain to people what is the hashtag, explain to them where they can access Wi-Fi and whether it's free. Make it very easy for them to use internet from the event. In larger events, you might want to be tempted to do blogging area like the Institute of Fundraising did for National Convention. It's very useful as well. Do your best to provide people with tools, time and content for blogging from your event to have a lot of information out there created for you. And don't forget after the event to upload all the content you've got, tag it properly, reach out to people who are at the event to build your networks and promote your content, talk to them about it. And don't be ashamed of saying, this is what I've created at the event and I think you'll find it useful, because a lot of content created from events you've attended will be useful for everyone. So enjoy it. Try as many tools as possible, and blog.